there's another candidate in the running for the 83rd House of Representatives, 83rd District seat, the one currently held by Shane Hernandez, who's running for the 10th Congressional District seat. Andrew Beeler has thrown his hat in the ring. He joins us right now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I guess let's just start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm a lifelong Port Huron resident. I grew up right on Military Street with my family, attended local schools. And in 2010, I accepted an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. So I spent 4 years there developing kind of as a leader and going through my military training. And in 2014, I commissioned as a naval officer and went on to serve on two ships, deployed to the South and East China Sea multiple times. My most recent deployment was to the Middle Eastern area of operations, and I left active duty service in May of 2019 to come home.
And here you are, and so what do you do now?
Sure, so I'm currently a graduate student. So the plan had always been to leave active duty and go to graduate school. I was interested in a master's in public policy to kind of give myself the tools necessary to affect policy at a larger scale. I felt like I was a part of policy at a small scale in the Navy, and that really sparked my interest in learning about how to affect policy on a large scale. So I accepted an offer at the University of Chicago, started my studies here in the fall, and then this opportunity came up to have a more immediate effect in my community and filling that role as a servant leader for members of the 83rd District. And so I jumped at the opportunity. So I'm finishing up my current quarter at the University of Chicago, which will end in March, and then I'll be moving home to campaign full-time.
What do you see as the biggest issue or issues that are facing the state of Michigan that you want to take on?
Sure. Well, first, I think it's the job of any Republican elected official to push back on the attacks on our constitutional rights, and that's the attack on the lives of the unborn, but it also is the attack on our Second Amendment rights. And first, we need to stem the flooding there and make sure that all of our constituents throughout Michigan have their most basic constitutional rights defended. And I think that would be my first priority. Second, I think we need to look at how we can improve our education system in Michigan. If you look at the data, and I'm a very data-oriented person, if you look at the data, Michigan education is not only behind, but it's falling further behind. And the trends of the last 2 years have been ominous for Michigan. And so I think we really need to take a look at how we're doing it. And it's not just a matter of throwing more money at it, as a lot of leaders in Lansing sometimes want to do. I think it needs a deeper dive into some of the systemic issues that are causing Michigan schools to fall behind and fall further behind. And finally, I think we need to keep Michigan a place where businesses want to come. Building up our education system will be part of that, but also taking a look at the economic impacts as far as taxation and regulation. What can we do to make Michigan the first state that companies think of in the Midwest when they're talking about relocating their businesses?
What about for the 83rd District? What about the Port Huron and Thumb area?
Sure. Well, I think roads, of course, are the top issue for everyone in Michigan. The Republican legislature, I think, took a great step towards making actionable improvements on that. And so we've got to address roads. Roads are one of the most fundamental roles that government fulfills is providing an adequate infrastructure to people to travel and participate in the economy, to get their children to school. And when we don't do that, it's an added tax on people because they've got to take care of their cars. They're spending more on gas and things like that. So fixing our infrastructure is key, and it's so fundamental to the role of government that the fact that we aren't already doing it and we've fallen this far behind is really a testament to government not doing their job. And we've got to elect leaders who are ready to go to Lansing, hold people accountable, and get the job done.
What would you propose to come up with more money for fixing roads?
Sure. Well, I don't necessarily think that it's just more money. Again, I think one of the fundamental flaws of government is throwing more money at the problem and seeing it fixed. And a lot of times we see elected officials talking about how much they care about an issue based on how much money they've thrown at it. So I would approach the issue of infrastructure in Michigan using a people process technology model. And so I'd start out by saying, who are the people we have addressing this issue? And are we holding them accountable for not meeting performance standards? What are the processes? We're not the first state to have to deal with freezing and thawing each year that decreases the lifespan of our roads. We're not the first people to have to deal with that. So what are the processes that other Midwestern states are doing to have roads that are drivable, you know, for several years? And then finally, technology. I think we're vastly underutilizing technology in this issue of fixing our infrastructure. There's technology that exists right now that states are using that includes road mapping and artificial intelligence that will not only increase the rate at which we can repair roads and repair potholes, but also it'll help us forecast where trouble spots in the roads will be so we can decrease the time and decrease the amount of construction that's necessary on these roads when we let them fall into this state of disrepair that requires an entire road shutdown that, again, slows people down from participating in the economy and getting their kids to work. So I really think it's a holistic approach, and anyone who says we just need to throw more money at it is probably missing the point, and that's probably what's gotten us into this this state of affairs as we currently see it here in Michigan.
We're talking with Andrew Beeler from Port Huron, candidate for the 83rd district seat in the House of Representatives in Lansing. If elected, the clock would immediately start ticking when you go to Lansing toward the end of your term. There are term limits in Michigan. Andrew, do you like term limits the way they are currently? Do you support them, or would you support repealing term limits?
Yeah, I think it's interesting here in Michigan to see term limits because you hear so many people call for term limits for our representatives and our senators in Washington. So it's interesting to see both sides, and I think there are compelling arguments on both sides. One of the downsides is when you get a great representative such as, you know, our representative here in the 83rd, Shane Hernandez, he's term limited. And so fortunately, he's campaigning for an office that would not term limit him. But I think when you get good people in the office, it's a shame to have to remove them from that office. And in my opinion, if the people continue to want a representative to serve them, if he or she continues to advocate for the issues that concern them, if he or she continues to get on the grassroots and listen to the constituents, then I think they ought to be able to continue to serve. And I think that's how you keep experience and also you reward servant leaders who are doing what is necessary to win an election and earn the trust of their constituents. They can stay in office. And so ultimately, I think it's something that we need to look at here in Michigan. Of course, there are downsides. You see it in the state of Illinois with their state legislature with these long-tenured individuals. But, you know, ultimately, I think the people will speak. And when the people aren't happy with a representative, they'll vote them out of office. That's the beauty of the democratic process.
Well, over the course of the next 6 months, as you're out there campaigning for the August primary for the House of Representatives seat in 83rd District, what do you want voters in the district to know about Andrew Beeler as they make their decision?
Sure. Well, I'm really running for this office for two reasons. Number one is so that I can give back to the community that has given me so much, has raised me into the man I am today, has gotten me through tough times in the military, and they deserve roads that are drivable. They deserve schools that they're proud to send their children to and that will prepare their children to participate in the economy in an effective way so that they can raise their families right here in Michigan, that they don't need to leave and move to another state. So that's number one. That's why I'm running. Number two is I think as Republicans, we've got to take a look at who we're sending to be our representatives. I'm running to continue the wave of young conservatives that's really sweeping across the state, and we see it with leaders like Speaker Chatfield. We see it with leaders like John James, and we see it with leaders like Shane Hernandez. They're carrying the same conservative message that we've seen before in past decades, but they're carrying it with a new vigor and a new energy, and I think that's going to be necessary if we want to keep our policy priorities on the forefront. And those are the two reasons that I'm running. And I think if that message resonates, I'd be happy to represent, and I'd be honored to represent the members of the 83rd District in Lansing.
Andrew, good luck. Thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.